That was the shot that killed Harry Lime. He died in a sewer beneath Vienna. As those of you know who saw the movie, The Third Man. Yes, that was the end of Harry Lime. But it was not the beginning. Harry Lime had many lives. And I can recount all of them. How do I know? Very simple. Because my name is Harry Lime. There's no sense in identifying the Central American country where I found myself in the fall of 45. Many of those who were involved in the revolution are still alive, of course. I've caused enough trouble. Anyway, I was in a waterfront cafe in the tiny country's capital, and there were only two of us at the bar, yours truly, Harry Lime, and a derby-hatted little Englishman who looked about as much at home as a burlesque queen at a church picnic.
I've been in this blooming country for 10 years now. There's plenty of brass here, I can tell you that, I can.
Money, I've heard of this stuff. It's been a long time since I had my hands on it.
Oh, down on your uppers a bit, aren't you?
You said it, man. You said
Scotch,
it.
Scotch, senor.
Thanks, gracias.
No trouble was it, senor. No trouble.
Well, here's to your increased fortune,
and to yours. You've been here a long time. You might be able to steer a fellow onto a good thing.
There's no way of making an easy living here, there ain't. The blinking government controls all the gambling, the lotteries, the casinos, everything. That little bit of information.
It's all right. I don't go around talking. How'd it be worse?
Well, it's this way, Governor. For a long time now, a bloke they calls General Valdez has been brewing a spot of trouble. He's a rough customer, he is. But up till now, he ain't had the money to buy arms and ammunition and hire soldiers.
And now he's got the money.
No, that he has. A gent from the States he's financing him.
American financing revolution?
One of them blokes you call gangsters up in the States. He'll have a good thing, he will.
Tell me, he's taken an awful chance. If the revolution fails, he'll be facing a firing squad.
Not bloody likely. He's too smart for that. The way I hears it, he comes down here, he makes his deal with General Valdez, and then he hightails it out of the country, goes to Havana someplace to wait it out until Valdez is sitting in the driver's seat.
He's left the country, eh?
That's right, Governor.
I suppose he stands pretty well with the revolutionists. You know, I used to know a few guys who were mixed up in the rackets back in the States. I wonder if you happen to know the General's friend.
The one who's financing the revolution.
Yeah, do you happen to know his name?
No, that I don't. Down here, they just call him El Sorrel. It means the fox, and he's that all right, I guess.
You are a friend to El Sorrel?
That's right. I'm glad we're both on the same team. I'd hate to have a fight with you.
Huh?
You're the biggest and strongest looking fellow I ever saw outside of a sideshow.
You are a friend of El Sorrel, huh?
He told me to come down here from New York. We were pals together back there. I guess he had some sort of job lined up for me. I'd like to talk to General Valdez about it.
All right. General Valdez will speak to a friend of El Sorrel. Follow.
Bien.
It's Jose, El General.
Enter usted, por favor.
This senor is friend to El Sorrel. He tell him to come here.
He told you to come here?
They were close friends in New York.
I see.
He wrote me all about you, said he thought we'd speak the same language. We ought to get acquainted.
When did he write to you?
Oh, well, it was quite a little while ago, but I was tied up when the letter came. I got down here as soon as I could.
You were tied up?
Well, the truth of the matter is I was broke. I had a hard time raising the price of the passage, but I figured if there was anything I could do to help a friend of El Zorro, I...
You're still broke?
Stony old man.
Yeah. Jose, get $200 from the safe. Give it to Senor...
Lime, Harry Lime, and I certainly appreciate the...
We will not mention partners. It, though money is very scarce with us just now.
Scarce? I thought El Zorro gave you all the money you needed before he left for Havana.
So, it is to Havana he's gone.
Yeah, send me a postcard from there. It was forwarded here. Great guy.
We do not think he's such a great guy.
What?
Here's the money, senor.
Well, thanks. What's the trouble between you and El Zorro?
He's a very clever man. We made an agreement. Perhaps one you knew about.
Oh, sure.
He was to finance half of the revolutions, my compatriots, the rest.
Yeah, sure, I knew all about that.
He was to handle the fighting, he was to take care of the finances, the procurement of guns and ammunition.
$1 million that we have collected, we turn over to him.
And by morning, he had disappeared. So he's in Havana, eh?
Well, that's what I heard, but I...
You will go to Havana and bring him back.
A what?
You will need money in your pocket, of course. That is why we have given you part of what little we have left. But you will not double-cross us. You will be watched at every moment. Should you make one false move, a bullet will enter your back.
Mm-hmm. When the gargantuan Jose dropped me at the hotel, I went in one door and out the other. Then I hurried to the railway depot, bought a ticket on the first train out, which wasn't until 3 a.m. Wandered for a few blocks until I saw the reassuring sign, Polizia. Never had any love for the police, but now they represented some protection from General Valdez. After all, he was a revolutionist, an outlaw. The thought gave me a little comfort. I headed into a nightclub across the street and sat down amidst chattering cocktail drinkers. Hadn't been there long when my eyes were suddenly drawn to one of the most seductively beautiful women I've ever seen. She was a tall, slender brunette. She was sitting alone. There was invitation in her eyes. I armed myself with a couple of glasses of champagne, one in each hand. Walked over to a table. You know, it's strictly against the law for beautiful women to sit alone in bar rooms without a drink.
I was waiting for a friend.
Well, I'm very friendly. But I come bearing champagne. If I sat down, would you scream for the manager?
I would not scream very loud. It is bad for my voice.
Ah, you're a singer. I knew it. It was your artistic appearance that appealed to me. That's really why I made like a St. Bernard.
Well, I would like a drink. But you look more like El Lobo to me than a St. Bernard. El Lobo is the wolf in Spanish.
And you don't like wolves in any language, no?
No, I don't mind. As long as their claws are not too sharp. Some girls pretend they do not like the roving males. But women are all complimented by attention. I like wolves like you.
I love your frankness. What's your name?
I am Consuelo. And you?
Harry. To Consuelo and Harry. Wonderful, Consuelo. When she'd given the cab driver her address, Consuelo slithered back in the seat and melted in my arms. This was all of the good. But I started to ask myself why the most beautiful woman in the world had gone for me like it was a combination of Clark Gable and John D. Rockefeller, the best features of each. I opened my eyes, only I didn't look at Consuelo. I looked at the driver in the front seat. Even from the back, I recognized him. Driver!
Oh, what is the matter, darling?
I want to see what the driver looks like. Turn your face around this way, driver.
Si, Senor Lyme. Anything to oblige.
Jose, that's like I thought.
Well, you should have begun to think before you bought the ticket at the railway station.
Taken in by the oldest dodge in the world, Harry Lyme.
Now, do not let us forget our manners, darling.
I walked right up to you. You didn't even have to wiggle your little finger. Where are you taking me in this rattletrap, Jose?
Oh, not far in this, Senor Lyme. But this is only the first leg of your journey to Havana.
Well, the whole thing's a dirty brain. I'm not taking it. I'm going to...
Oh, Jose, you hit him so hard.
This time, but with my fist. Perhaps next time, it will be with a bullet. We see how he behaves in Havana. He's waking up, General.
For a while, I thought you'd never would.
I hate pulling a line as old as this, but where am I?
We are on our way to Havana, Senor.
I guess that. But this ship.
A private yacht a friend was kind enough to lend us. We are the only passengers aboard, and the crew are all very loyal to me.
That should answer what you really want to know.
You are going ashore to find your friend, to bring him and the money back here. Jose and I will wait on the yacht for you.
Jose is a very rough-looking customer. Yes, Jose, I think you could influence my friend more easily than I.
Neither Jose nor I dare show our faces in Havana. Were our presence known there, it would ruin everything. No, Senor Lyme, you will do the job for us. But you will be watched by our friends, watched every second of the time.
Do you mind telling me how I do it?
That is your problem, Senor. But I can tell you this. If you fail, you will not leave past tomorrow night.
By 2 in the afternoon, I checked in at the Hotel Nacional. I walked for endless miles. I took buses. I traveled by cab. Finally, at 3 a.m., I landed about 4 miles out of the city on a little street they call Hot Dog Alley, a sort of skid row lined with Roomba palaces. And there, at a table in one of the noisiest of the joints, I saw him. I knew it was him, tall, dark, and just reeking with rotten money. Also sitting beside him, holding his hand and nuzzling up to him, was Consuelo. Hi there.
Here?
Oh, I thought for a minute there I recognized you.
Yeah.
Maybe I've seen you someplace. Do you happen to be from New York?
Go away. Can't you see I'm busy with a lady?
Funny, you sound like a New Yorker.
Okay, so I'm a New Yorker. A scram.
Anything you say, El Zorro.
Eh? Where'd you get that name?
We can talk about where I got it if you really want to be a little friendly.
Okay, so we'll talk. Only this ain't the place. I'll get rid of the babe and meet you somewhere where we can be alone. Where are you stopping?
Nacional.
Go back there and go to your room. I'll call you in an hour or so. Who do I ask for?
Harry Lyme. Be waiting for your call, pal. Who is it?
It is Consuelo. Let me in.
All right, babe. So now you're in. Comes next.
Please, we have not much time. Please do not fight with me. I did not know they were bad men, honestly. They said it was some sort of a joke on you, that you were a big businessman and you were working too hard. That they had planned for you a little vacation and you did not want to go.
And then you flew down here ahead of me to help me enjoy my vacation. Only you happened to bump into El Zorro before I got here. General doesn't even know you're here, huh? Checking up on El Zorro and me.
Oh, you fool. They do not know that I am in Havana. They double-cross me. They do not pay me. So I fly down here for myself, like you say, on my own. I want that money.
Looks like money's going to be a very popular thing. What am I supposed to do, steal it for you?
Listen, Harry. El Zorro dropped me near where he thinks I live about 10 minutes ago. He was going back to his hotel to call you.
What's his real name? What hotel's he at?
His real name is Pietro. He calls himself Pete. He's staying at the La Paz. And he keeps the money right in his room. I know that.
So?
When he calls, you get him to meet you here. You keep him away from his hotel for half an hour. And I get the money.
How nice.
Then, you lose him some way. You meet me at the airport. We get a private plane. And we fly to Europe. Just you and me.
You and me and $1 million. Makes a pretty picture. Okay.
Harry, what is wrong? Why are you looking at me like that? Don't you trust me, Harry?
What do you think? Hello? Hello, Pete?
Yeah.
Harry Lyme speaking.
What do you want?
$100,000, Pete.
Quit your kidding. What's all this about?
Oh, we're fellow Americans, Pete. I want to do you a favor.
For $100,000?
I know about the million, Pete. I also know that General Valdez and his boys have followed you down here.
Yeah?
They know where you've got the dough, Pete.
Is this on a level?
Not only that, they've got every means of escape all corked up. You're not getting out of here, Pete. Not without my help.
What can you do, Lyme?
I can get you out of Cuba alive. I want a fast answer, old man. Let's not quibble over money. You're getting a bargain, $100,000. I slip you out of Cuba into some spot where you'd be safer. I have my own yacht and a crew I can trust.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
Easy, because I'm giving you my first tip off for free. That girl you were with tonight.
Yeah?
Well, old man, she's one of the gang. She's on her way to your place now. Wait 10 minutes, then leave your hotel, give her a chance to get in, then go back. You'll find her going through your things.
Dirty little...
I'll give you a chance to settle things with her, and then I'll call for you. Have your things with you, including my $100,000.
It's a deal, Harry Lyme. You're a pal.
There was a big crowd outside the La Paz Hotel by the time I got there. It seems a beautiful girl had been arrested robbing a room. The police took her away. Bye-bye, Consuelo. Peter was waiting on the corner. He got in my cab. A few minutes later, we were in a tender heading for my yacht.
I appreciate this, Harry.
Oh, that's all right.
There ain't many guys that do this. Not even for 100 G's. Here, want to count it? 100 bills. $1,000 each.
No, no, old man. I'll check it later. That's the rest of it in the black bag?
Sure, I'd bring all the dough. You don't worry, I'd leave it in Cuba.
No, I guess you would. I guess you would. Where do you think you want to head?
South America, maybe. I guess I better talk it over with your captain.
Yes, that's a good idea. Well, this is my boat. We're pulling alongside her now.
Hey, this is a pretty fancy boat.
Well, climb up, old man.
Okay.
Now, just swing yourself over there. That's the boy.
Hey, pretty nice here.
Yes, shipshape.
Which way are my quarters?
Go in here to the bar first. What do you say?
Okay, but let's make it a quick one.
I'd like to get some sleep as soon as you show me where I can flop.
I'll show you where you flop, El Zorro.
Jose.
And there's another friend of yours behind you.
Oh, where? General Valdez.
Adios, Señor El Zorro. Jose, pick up the little black bag our friend El Zorro dropped. He won't need $1 million where he's going. And you go to your cabin, Harry Lyme. We'll send for you when we want you.
I've never been very fond of unnecessary arguments, so I went down to my cabin, threw myself on my bunk. I hadn't eaten since I landed in Havana and had too much to drink, but it wasn't only the liquor, I was tired, too. Dead tired. Dimly I could hear the anchor being raised, engine starting up, and then suddenly all Hades broke loose. Now, what in the name of...
There is another of the revolutionists. Kill him, too.
But I'm not one of the revolutionists, I swear. Please.
Ready.
Hey, no.
Do not fire.
He's not one of them.
As you say, El Capitan, the general and the others are all dead. And we can now see to the running of the ship.
Well, Harry Lime, I hope you're proud of your role in the thwarted revolution.
You're the Cockney I met in the bar that first day, but...
Yes, a Cockney dialect is one of my accomplishments. In Central America, the captain of police must have many disguises.
Captain of the police?
Yes, but... You see, you thought you were extracting information from me that first day. You were merely following the powers of suggestion.
Old man, I don't even begin to follow you.
You followed me very well. Every idea I planted in your obviously conniving mind. With your help, we have recovered the money contributed by the poor, misguided citizens of my country. We have erased the revolutionary leader from a place far from his henchmen. And El Zorro, who would have been dangerous yet, is now dead.
Well, then, I'm in the clear, after all. I saved your government for
yes,
you.
Yes, that you have, Governor.
But then part of the money...
You will be permitted to leave our country with every cent you entered with.
Yes, well, old man, I was broke when I arrived.
Yes, you see what I mean, Senor Lime.
Yes, I begin to.
My only comfort was the cozy feel of a roll of greenbacks, 100 grand warming my breast pocket. Cerny was a smart cop, but he didn't know about that. But we do, don't we?